Louisiana Tech fell to Navy this past weekend, 37-23. Had the fourth largest opening game attendance at Joe Ia Stadium, 23,122. Will now turn its attention to Southern Miss, who's coming off a 31-16 win over the Kansas Jayhawks last Friday. Game will be at 6 o'clock. Kickoff at 6:04 will also be broadcast on ESPN3.com. Interesting note, their defensive coordinator, Duggan, was Kevin Curtis's head coach when Curtis played in the in NFL Europe for Cologne Centurions. Duggan, I believe, is his name. So just a random interesting note there. So without any further ado, head coach Sunday Nights.
You know, first of all, I want to say that I thought the crowd, the turnout for the game was outstanding. Really appreciate the city of Ruston and the Louisiana Tech alumni and everybody for being there, because I thought the crowd was great. Really thought it energized our players. You know, this was a great setting. This is a really pretty football stadium, and you know, when you get a good crowd in this place, I think it's a huge home field advantage. And really thought that was a neat deal and appreciated. And just felt like there was a great energy in the stadium, which I felt like you know, helped us get off to a good start during the game. It's going to be important this week. You know, we're playing a Conference USA team. We need to have a great crowd this week. Same thing, you know, we're trying to, you know, put ourselves in the best position that we possibly can when some things happen down the road, which everybody anticipates something happening. It's going to be important for us to continue to have great support and fill up the stadium you know, show people that we've got the support necessary to continue to grow this program, because it's going to be critical with the things that come down in the future. But again, I appreciate everybody for being there. I thought it was an outstanding crowd and certainly a great environment to coach in. I think if you go back and you look at that game, you know, it was a tale really of two halves. We got off to a good start, you know, ended up punting the ball, punting them down inside their 5-yard line. They put a great drive together. I think they went 97 yards. And then we played pretty well after that. You know, we kind of got flowing a little bit better offensively. If you look at the first half, you know, we had 328 yards offense in the first half. Ran 55 plays. Navy was giving up 190 yards a game coming into that game. And so for us to have that kind of performance in the first half, I felt like was certainly a step in the right direction. You know, ran a lot of plays, kept their offense off the field. I think that's what you have to do against that option-style offense, is keep them off the field, because they can string together long drives. You know, our defense had 2-3 and outs in the first half, which is, you know, Navy doesn't have many of those in the season. We did a good job of having 2-3 and outs in that first half, and got us the ball back quickly, and we did a good job of possessing it. I think, you know, at halftime felt good. Our players felt good. We certainly felt confident. Felt like we were in a great position to have a chance to win the game. And then came out the second half and, you know, didn't play as well. Navy, again, did a good job of taking the opening kickoff, drove it down, scored, tied the score, and then we turned it over the next two possessions on offense. And I think you go back and you look at that, is the difference in the ball game. You know, I think we ran 6 plays of offense in the third quarter, had 80 yards in total in the second half, and just never really had the ball. And all of a sudden, we look up, we're down 2 scores, we're trying to have to throw it all the time, and we're just not well-equipped to do that quite yet. So, you know, I think when you go back and look at the ball game, you know, you see, for us, there was some encouraging things. Again, thought our offense performance in the first half was certainly the best we've had all year against a very solid defense. And again, I thought our defense played well at times in the first half as well. So we just got to continue to play better, keep improving. You know, I think one thing, if you go and look at this season, we've got to do a better job on third down. I think Navy was 9 of 15 on third down. Saturday night, we were 3 of 14. So those are some things that we have to improve on. We've got to do a better job of defensively of getting them in third and long situations. Third and long becomes much more difficult to handle. You know, the third and short, third and medium. We've got to do a better job offensively and staying in third and short situations and gotten too many third and longs, particularly in the second half. Also, I need to do a better job in the red zone. You know, we had to kick 3 field goals. We we got down there. We've got to do a better job of finishing drives in the red zone. And that again, that's execution, and that's playing with confidence, and those are things that we're trying to improve and getting better at, but we're still not where we need to be quite yet. After reviewing the game tape, felt like our kicking game was probably the best it's been this year. Very solid in the kicking game. Matt Nelson's really kicked the ball well on his field goals. All three of them were really solid kicks. Felt like our play in the kicking game was really solid. Did some nice things on our kickoff return, got the ball across midfield a couple of times. And they had a nice, Navy was strong on their kickoff return, and we limited their return game. Punted them inside the 5-yard line twice, so really did some good things from a special team standpoint. I think when I'm going back and reviewing the game film, same thing we try to do every week. We always want to make sure that our effort's where it needs to be, and there were very few instances at any point in the ball game that our effort wasn't completely 100%. Felt like our guys really, really played hard, made mistakes, but that's okay. We could deal with that. The thing we've got to do is continue to play faster on both sides of the football and do a better job making plays. Navy gave us some things, defensively that we felt like we could attack, felt like we could try to get the ball in the middle of the field, had two opportunities to split their safeties two different times during the course of the game, and had opportunities for long touchdowns. And one time didn't miss the read, and the second time didn't get the ball there. So those are plays, when you have those kind of opportunities, good football teams take advantage of them. They make the big plays when they need to. That's something we've got to continue to get better at. If you look at our offense right now, we're doing some things in terms of moving the ball, but we haven't had really many explosive plays up to this point. We've got to continue to learn how to do that and develop that part of our game. Really, that's all I've got. Anybody got anything?
Yeah, I know this offense you mentioned last week is based on matchups and really getting to the outside, and in particular getting the receivers to block. That's a big part of the offense, and I know the offense is just 3 weeks and it's still evolving. Does it ever call for a third or fourth and short to the quarterback to not be in the shotgun and go
for the center? Yeah, that's all things. I mean, we were, I think, 3 or 4 on fourth down conversions, and we haven't had any issues at all in third and short all year. I mean, I think our third and short, I would put it up there against anybody's in terms of us converting short yardage situations. The third downs that we haven't converted have primarily been long yardage situations. We had one third and short in the game that we didn't get. But most of our stuff, I think we went for it 3 times on fourth down and converted 3 and 4, I think. And so, and the one we didn't convert was, 4th and 12 or something like that. So, we'll be under center some, but that's really not a problem. I mean, that hasn't been an issue up to this point.
Coach, the second half issues this year, is there a common theme? Is there something that you're...
I don't really know. That's a good question. I mean, everything's been a little bit different. We've just got to get better at finishing. I think that's what it comes down to. That's part of growing up as a program, is learning how to finish things. Whether it's, drives and converting in red zone opportunities, which we're not anywhere, we're close to where we need to be yet. Whether it's, finishing defensively, in other words, getting them off the field on fourth down or third down situations. Those are all things that good football teams do, and those are things that we're not quite there yet. We expect to get there. I mean, when you sit back and you look at our team, you don't say, boy, it's a disaster. We haven't played extremely well yet, but you don't look at any one aspect of our team and just say, man, they're just really bad. We've got to get better in a lot of ways, a whole lot of it. But they're all things that are correctable things. They're all things that are, really honestly, easily correctable if you can just continue to grow as a program, get the guys doing the right things all the time, and develop a mentality. I think that's where we're lacking probably as much as anything else. We've just got to continue to develop a mentality. And I think in the second half is where that mentality needs to exude itself, and it has not at this point.
And sort of piggyback on that, you said in the A&M game the team didn't handle adversity very well, and then Navy, you said they sort of stuck.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I really do.
Is this where you have to put your psychology hat on and not the X's and O's thing?
Yeah, and I think that's the, anytime you're trying to build a program and change the culture, That's the deal. It's the psychology of it all. And really, as soon as that part changes, then the other stuff changes on its own. But that's the hardest thing to change, honestly, is the culture and the mentality. And once that gets going in the right direction, everything else falls in line. But that's also oftentimes the most difficult thing to change. And so that's what we've got to do, is continue to be tougher mentally. You know, we're just not a very mentally tough football team right now. We've got to get tougher that way.
When it comes to finishing and kind of sputtering out in the second half, what role does conditioning play in that? Can you empty the tank in the first half?
You know, I don't think that's the case, really. Our players, the summer conditioning that we had here this summer was much more difficult than any place I've ever been. You know, I think our players are in probably better shape here than anywhere I've ever been. So I don't think that's really... I don't think conditioning is an issue as much as it is just execution. And again, that's when the tough part of the game comes along. And I don't think we're tired. I just think in a lot of cases, we're just not consistent enough. And as the game shortens and as the pressure mounts, you know, we don't handle it maybe as well as we need to.
Is there any way to simulate that in order to...
Just got to keep working. I mean, the thing with us is we just got to keep working. You know, that's the thing, you know, my first year at Arizona, I went there and we were like one of the worst teams in the country in red zone offense. And so it became a big media deal about, you know, we weren't physical, we weren't very tough, couldn't run the ball in the red zone and all that stuff. And what we did is we just got better as an offense and really ended up being one of the best red zone offenses in the country. It wasn't, you know, any kind of scheme, and it was just we got better. We got better, and as a result, we were better in the red zone, and our players were more confident. We executed better because the field shrinks. On third down, people are going to get, you know, the defense is going to tighten up. In the red zone, the defense is going to tighten up. And so we've got to execute better in those situations. And offenses are going to run their best plays in that situation. So it comes down to execution. And it's the same thing in the second half. Just the game gets tighter. It becomes more important in that half. And you got to have the proper mentality to be able to deal with that.
Did you see the confidence grow Saturday?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that it's like anything else. You know, you tell them all the time what you want. And, you know, and that's the thing that's been a challenge everywhere I've been in the past is you have to... I think sometimes your players don't really know what you want from them. And I think sometimes as coaches, we take it for granted that they understand and they know. And so what we have to constantly do is not assume anything. We've got to cover every base with our players, make sure they understand specifically exactly what we're talking about, and really do a good job of teaching, not taking anything for granted. And what you do is once you build that base in the program, you get the players on the same page as the coaches, and then everybody gets comfortable with each other, then you can continue to grow as the trust, as the relationship is established, the players trust the coaches trust the players, and then, you know, everything seems to grow from there.
I know you wanted to put an end to rotating quarterbacks. Kobe was the guy the entire way. How would you evaluate him?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good game, you know, start to finish. I mean, he missed some throws in the second half. He didn't do a great job in the pocket in the second half. That's something that he's got to continue to improve. Because that is, quarterbacks that haven't played much always have pocket issues in terms of their ability to sort through the rush and to be comfortable back there. And, you know, our offensive line played incredibly well the first half. I mean, we've drawn back and through. It was like there was nobody rushing. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that we ran a lot of plays. Their D-line wore down. They were tired. And so the pass rush was really non-existent earlier. And then second half, everything changed. You know, our defense was a little bit worn out. They were, their defense was fresh. They'd been on the sideline a lot. And all of a sudden they were, you know, the pass rush got a little bit better. But Colby was solid, really. You know, made a bad decision on the interception. Corner really made a nice play, kind of baited him and throwing that corner out. And went up and really made a good play on the ball. But that's one of those throws that, you know, it's into the boundary, and he'll learn from experience that, you know, into the boundary has got to be a little bit different than it is in the wide field, because the corner can play a little bit more the high-low route because there's not as much space. So that's kind of an experience thing. The thing that we didn't do very well was you know, I was kind of disappointed in the way that we reacted once we turned the ball over those two times. It seemed like we kind of, instead of fighting back, it seemed like we got our tail between our legs a little bit. Again, that's a byproduct of you know, just getting better and having more confidence and more toughness.
Coach, defensively, I know after the game you talked about your style of offense gives both teams more possessions. But when you look at back-to-back games allowing 500 yards, is that just a number because of how much each team is going to have the ball? Or?
Yeah, I think. Well, I think it's. I think we played two good offenses. First of all, I mean, I think that's you know that's the biggest thing. I mean, we didn't. You know, Grambling didn't have 500 yards. So, you know, I think it's because we played two good offensive football teams. You know, we've got to play better. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we're not trying to. I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything. But we've got to play better. Across the board, but you know, Navy is a good offense. Those guys, you know, go back and you look at the film and you go, wow, we played this pretty well, but they got 6 yards. And you go, man, we really played this good and they got 5 yards. And then you go, boy, we were in position here, but, you know, they made a nice play. And so, you know, we've just got to make the plays. I mean, you go look at some of the pass plays that they completed long on us, and we had pretty good coverage. We busted one early, you know, down the middle of the field, but the others we had pretty good coverage on. We just got to make that, you know, make that play. And again, that's a byproduct of playing with confidence and playing fast, which again comes from knowing your job and doing it over and over again and practicing at a high level.
Got an update on Livis?
Yeah, I expect him to play this week.
Yeah. What about Bolton?
Not sure yet. He'll probably be questionable, I would say.
Southern Miss brings in a wide receiver that NFL talent is drooling over in DeAndre Brown. Kind of talk about the complications like going up against what he possesses.
Yeah, he's obviously a really talented player. I mean, you know, was a top recruit and all that kind of stuff. You know, he is real talented, you know, good player, plays the ball well, he's a huge guy, runs fast and you know, makes some competitive plays. I mean, he's one of those guys who can go up and get the football and you know, I don't know if they've been satisfied with maybe the productivity they've gotten out of him at this point, but he's certainly always a good play, Brett.
Did you narrow things down offensively as far as personnel? It seems like there's maybe 3-4 receivers you're targeting more than the first two games.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. You know, we want to see guys start to separate themselves, you know, through more opportunities. That's what you want to do is see how players are going to respond you know, and now we've got enough game reps to see how, you know, who's going to perform in that situation, who's going to be accountable, who's going to do the right things, who's going to play fast, who can we trust, all those type of things. So, you know, that's the nature of it. And, you know, it's like anything else. What happens is they learn how to play that number of plays, you know what I mean? And once they learn how to do that, they get in that type of, you know, they become capable of to do that, not only physically but mentally as well. So that's the, we've had some guys that have kind of grown into that role a little bit.
Anything else?
All right. Thank you guys. Thanks.